The Geek Cave, brought to you by BuzzTime. Great minds drink alike. Shirtosaurus, digging up clothing from your past so you can look rad today. And GameStop, power to the players. Hey, nerds. We understand you. Drop those controllers, lose the wizard hat, and ready your Cheetos. It's time for some hard-hitting talk about the movies, books, and games you love. So get ready, O searcher of useless knowledge. It's time to step into the Geek Cave. Now, broadcasting from a top-secret and totally awesome hidden base, I'm Kent Harris, and here's Darren Wright, Justin White, and Chad Savage.
And welcome to the Geek Cave Podcast Gaming segment. I'm Darren.
Oh, yes, you are.
And I'm Chad.
And, of course, the Geek Cave every week, month, year, forever is brought to you by BuzzTime, Shirtosaurus, and GameStop, some of our fantastic sponsors. Don't forget, we are doing some fundraising for Children's Miracle Network. It's our annual Extra Life Marathon. Going to be happening Labor Day weekend, and we want you to be a part of it. You can donate now, geekcavepodcast.com/extralife2017. Just click on the roster and then click on one of our happy faces and donate there. Or you can just reach out to one of us individually. We have been sharing periodically the link on Facebook, facebook.com/geekcave, as well as on Twitter, twitter.com/geekcavepodcast. And let's go ahead and get started with our guests. We have a guest this week. Really going to be exciting for those of you interested in multiplayer gaming. And joining us now is Adam Toll, and he's here to talk to us about this neat piece of network software called Haste. Have you ever been playing Call of Duty or some kind of online game, and you're dealing with lag, and you're dealing with ping issues, and it's just a nightmare? Well, he apparently has this software that can help you out with that. So, Adam, thanks for taking some time with us.
Oh, thanks so much. It's great to be here. I really appreciate you inviting me on.
So tell us a little bit about Haste. I know that earlier this year it was named a finalist at South by Southwest's kind of accelerator competition. You guys went up against 500 companies, named a finalist, and you were at E3 showing off your stuff as well. It looks like the software is coming out next month in July. What is, for those who are kind of unfamiliar, what is Haste?
Yeah, so Haste is software that optimizes internet connections for live experiences. And what I mean by that is any type of sort of real-time interactive application. And we are very, very focused on gaming right now. So we're getting ready, just as you said, to release the Haste client software in full release. We've been in beta, actually, since January. And as a gamer, what this means is that you download a simple piece of software and you install it on your game machine. And then Haste will pay attention to when you launch a game, and it will divert your network traffic and only your game network traffic onto our platform on the internet, which will provide you with an optimized end-to-end connection from your computer all the way to the game server and back again. And what we do is we help optimize your latency or ping, and we also try and eliminate packet loss and keep your ping from jumping around, right? Prevent ping spikes. So you get an optimized, more stable, smoother connection for your game.
Very cool. So what kind of gave birth to this idea?
So it's, you know, the origin story is probably familiar to a lot of your users. So a friend of mine who is an engineer who worked with me in my last startup called me up out of the blue one day, and he said, you know, hey, Adam, remember how I'm really into video games? And of course, I said, yes. So, you know, of course, we all remember how you're into video games. And he started telling me about his challenges playing, in his case, League of Legends. And he said, you know, everything was fine with my connection. And then one day something changed with the way my ISP was routing my traffic. And I suddenly started having really high ping And even worse, it was kind of spiking around. I was getting rubber banding and having all of the kind of experiences that we're all, you know, all too familiar with. And he said, you know, I got to thinking, and, you know, I'm an engineer. I know a little bit about how networks work, and I know a little bit about how these games work. And so what he told me, he said, I figured it would take me kind of 6 to 8 weeks of my nights and weekends to hack together this idea that was in my head. And he said, Adam, that was 18 months ago. And I think I've got some patents to file, and I think there's a business here. And, you know, you're the guy I know who's sort of done this before, and maybe you could give me some advice. And that was the beginning of it. So literally, you know, the inventor of Haste and my co-founder, Tarek Mirza, literally created this to solve this very problem. What we did once we started raising some money is we built a great team of network specialists and other folks and took his initial idea and proof of concept and really turned it into a full network platform. So I've described the software that people install, and that's a key part of how Haste works, right? Is starting to work with your traffic right from your game computer. But Haste is really a platform. That means that we have servers and switches in key locations on the internet. We have fiber optic connectivity. We maintain private links with ISPs. And in total, what it means is that we have this really advanced network software that we built from the ground up to optimize connections, but it's also running on carefully architected internet infrastructure that is, you can think of kind of like private fast lanes on the internet for your game traffic.
Okay. All right. Now, is all of this safe? We're not going to kind of end up with stuff on our computers that we don't want.
No, definitely not. And so, you know, if you could be in our offices, you would see that that we are gamers and that we are people who, just like everyone else, have been the victims of not just malware, but bloatware and, you know, a bunch of, you know, or just sort of poorly written applications that take too much memory or crash your computer. You know, as I said before, we've been in beta for over 6 months and with a just free and open access to Haste. And, you know, our users can attest that there's none of that. This is a very tightly developed application that is very polite, uses very little memory, and it only ever touches your game traffic and doesn't touch anything else. It doesn't observe anything. And people can see this for themselves, right? People can dig into the application and see it for themselves. We don't like that stuff any more than anyone else does.
Okay, very cool. So is this something that will work on any game? Is it something that you guys are looking at just specific games?
So to develop the product, we just focused on a couple of games while we were really optimizing the sort of the underlying capability. And that has meant that we, you know, so far have just been supporting and testing with League of Legends and Overwatch. We have a couple more things we're doing on the platform level just over the next couple few months. And when those are done, then we're going to start rapidly adding additional games. And the good news is that the platform itself, the sort of core technology we've developed, is really kind of application agnostic. So we need to do a little bit of work to make sure that we have servers that are close to, you know, the game servers that we want to support. We have a little bit of work to sort of, you know, turn on those games in the application. But starting in the fourth quarter of this year, we're going to start, you know, in a very rapid succession, roll in, you know, CSGO and Dota 2 and just on and on, you know, as many games as we can. The one other thing I'll say about that is that we, you know, we could sort of market that we support many, many more games right now because it's feasible that we can route your traffic through the Haste platform to any number of different games and game servers. The problem is, if we don't really take the time to architect our network properly, then we're not delivering the best experience you could have. And, you know, there are VPN services out there that, you know, purport to do sort of some of what we do, you know, sort of, you know, some of which can, you know, say they can help improve your routing. And, you know, we have really decided, you know, we've tried those. My co-founder, who I described inventing this technology, you know, he tried all of those services before he got frustrated and started working on Haste. And so we could claim we support a lot more games, and look, we could route your technology, you know, your data to those game servers, and it could quote work, but it's not going to work the way we want it to. We're gamers ourselves. We have really high standards. So when we support a game, we're really supporting it, and we're really putting a lot of effort into it. And we just decided early on that that's the way we wanted to approach it.
All right. Well, looks like you guys are going to be rolling out Haste Pro as well. The Haste Pro is a paid subscription to kind of an unlimited version of the service. And then you've got Haste Rewards, which is the free version, but you can earn free optimized games as well. So that's pretty cool. Do you guys have any plans to support consoles, or is this strictly PC at this time?
Well, at the moment, it's PC, but we definitely are going to support consoles and even mobile.
Okay.
They're, you know, sort of slightly different technical challenges, but those are very much on our roadmap. And, of course, as we all know, you know, console is a huge platform as well. So, you know, stay tuned. But, yes, we will be supporting all of it.
All right. Well, you can learn tons more at haste.net. We're starting to run a little bit short on time. But, Adam, it sounds like a really cool idea. Sounds like some way to at least give me something else to blame for my poor performance other than the Internet. Really looking forward to seeing how this goes. Thank you very much for your time today.
Hey, thanks so much, Darren. It was great talking to you. Really appreciate it.
I want to thank Adam once again for coming in. Again, that product is called Haste. And, you know, it's a really cool idea, a dedicated VPN, so you can have fast multiplayer gaming without worrying about lag or anything like that. And like he said, PC for now, consoles later. Really cool idea. Loved having him on. Thank you very much, Adam, for being a part of that. I've got just a couple more news tidbits. I don't know if you guys remember the Super Nintendo at all.
I never had one.
You never had one?
Never had one. I played approximately the first level of Super Mario World at one of my friend's house and promptly never played much else of it ever again because I couldn't figure out the cape and the feather. Huh. And I said, to hell with this.
Interesting.
Hmm. I still have mine, and my wife still has hers.
Well, the SNES Classic is now a thing.
The thing that we called a year ago?
We totally called it the mm-hmm. Super Nintendo Classic Edition. Nintendo's already putting limits on this. They say we're only making this through December 31st. Mm. They did say they're making more of it than they did the NES Classic. I will believe that.
Which is weird because when I don't remember ever wanting it.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, they only made, like, what, 10 NES Classics? And so if they make 15, technically they...
And we have one of those NES numbers. Classics that we're going to be giving away during the marathon.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, all you have to do is donate. No minimum donation. Again, that's dkpodcast.com/extralife2017. But yeah, the...
Normally, at this point, I'd accuse you of being a media whore, but it's for a good cause, so I won't.
Yeah. It's whoring for a purpose.
Well, and at least with the SNES Classic... They're putting in an unreleased game.
This is very exciting. Yeah. Star Fox 2.
Which was a surprise to the developers.
They didn't they didn't know it was happening either. Just kind of ta-da.
But the thing is, you can't just play it right away. You gotta beat Star Fox 1, right?
No, you only have to beat the first level.
Oh, really? Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, first level of Star Fox 1.
I mean, it kind of sucks, but yeah.
First level's the best level of Star Fox 1.
I would have put it behind the whole game.
Oh.
I would have just said, nope. You want to play it, you earn it.
Yeah, well.
You got to platinum this. 100% completion. You gotta get Superman through all the rings.
But it's exciting. Unlike the NES Classic, where there are a few games where you're like, don't know if I would have included that. The SNES Classic, all of the games belong there. There are a few notable missing ones, like Turtles in Time isn't on it.
Well, there's 9 games fewer.
Yeah, there's 9 games fewer, but it also comes with a second controller.
And it's still $10 more expensive.
Which is the price of that second controller.
But 9 fewer games.
I know, but Super Nintendo... We're getting into the weeds. Super Nintendo games are usually... They usually charge a little bit more for them on the virtual console and whatnot. So it comes out in the wash. Look, there's some great titles on here.
So you say.
So what?
Yeah.
I'm sensing hostility.
I don't know. I didn't play the blasted thing. I am looking forward to next year when they release the N64 Classic with,
10 games.
But 4 controllers. And you get GoldenEye.
Yeah, if GoldenEye and Mario Kart 64 are on it, who cares?
And
that's it. That's all you need.
And of course, Ocarina of Time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Ocarina, however you pronounce it. Yeah.
Yeah. And Majora's Mask. You have to have... Those are the 4 games.
Yep.
Might as well get Donkey Kong 64 on there while you're
might
at it.
Might as well.
We should just do a roundtable right now of what should be on the N64 Classic, because we're halfway there.
Chad and I were discussing this off the air the other day.
Diddy Kong Racing.
Okay, yeah, do that. You get the GameCube Classic.
5 games.
5 games. I want a Game Boy Classic.
And Wind Waker.
Skies of Arcadia Legends.
Okay.
Luigi's Mansion.
Yeah.
That'd be it. That'd be 5, right?
That's 4. And Mario Kart Double Dash.
Oh.
The best of the Mario Karts.
There was no Mario actual, just straight up Mario game for...
Well, Mario was, but I'm choosing not to reference it.
Oh, okay.
Super Mario Sunshine's a bit divisive with a lot of people.
All the more reason to include
it. I thought that was the 64.
No.
No, that was Mario 64.
Yeah, Sunshine.
And then Sunshine was on the game. Yeah,
Sunshine was about cleaning pollution on the island of Woohoo.
That sounds like a great idea. And it teaches us a message.
It does. Unfortunately, the message is this game sucks.
The re-release would have a special playable character, the Lorax.
No. I want the special playable character to be Captain Planet.
He's an unlockable if you can play the entire game with the Lorax, who uses the power of persuasion. then you get to play as Captain Planet, who just turns everyone into trees.
There's less in my eye.
Voiced
and my
by
foot
Don
in
Cheadle.
Voiced by Ted Turner. Yeah.
Yeah.
My foot in your balls.
So you were saying you want the Wii Classic, right?
No, we'll get to that. I want a Game Boy Classic.
Yes. Ooh, yes.
Now, a Game Boy Classic absolutely would sell.
Yeah.
Even if it had on it was Tetris.
Yeah. A Wii Classic would be great. You know, the controllers are half the size, so they literally fit in the palm of your hand. And it's nothing but Wii Sports. And everything's bowling.
I'd buy it.
But 100 extra levels.
I would buy it. Yeah. I'd buy it. Well, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah. The SNES Classic.
SNES Classic is the thing.
It looks fun. It's going to cost, like Chad said. It's
$70.
$70. $10 more.
But there's the extra. You got your two-player games right away.
Yeah. Hopefully they have the controller length figured out.
Even if they don't, the HDMI cable on the NES Classic was significant length.
It was long enough.
It was 6 or 8 feet long.
Yeah. What else?
And even then, it for something that portable, it's almost worth it to go ahead and buy a 12-foot HDMI cable.
Right. We're going to help you out, listeners. Usually whenever we say something has not happened yet, it happens. After the episode goes up. So we're going to say that pre-orders are not yet open for the SNES Classic, which means go check Amazon and Walmart.com and everything as soon as you listen to this sentence, because pre-orders will have opened by the time this episode goes up.
Seems to be the way it works.
That's just the way we roll.
And before I get into this month's review, do you guys have anything to contribute?
I do not.
I'm just wondering, are they going to do a Virtual Boy Classic?
If they did, it would just be strapping a ViewMaster to your head and getting you really drunk.
HD remastered, but it's still red and black.
Breath of the Wild in Virtual Boy colors.
There you go.
Oh my God.
I don't know if
I'm getting a headache now.
It'd be terrible.
Yeah, probably.
It'd be aneurysm inducing. And it's really hard to induce an aneurysm.
Chad, you've obviously never worked with some of the people I've worked with.
Chad, do you have anything for gaming?
I don't have gaming news this month. I'm very sorry. I've failed you.
Well, we do have Chad.
More ways than one.
We do have Chad-related gaming news because Chad joins me in 3 episodes of the Geek Cave Gamecast, our Saturday afternoon streams, starting with Super Bomberman R, and the R stands for really bad.
And then we played some Double Dwibble.
We are both bad at Double Dwibble, apparently.
You guys play the fun games when I'm around.
I'm slightly worse at Double Dwibble. Spoiler.
Double Dwibble was so bad, we actually went and halfway through the episode switched to Super Mario Brothers.
I thought you were going to say halfway through you actually went outside and played actual basketball.
See, we should do that.
It wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't that bad. but between Bomb... Erman R,
yeah,
because that's how the title looks, and Double Dwibble / Super Mario Dribble, if you will.
Yeah.
We played Kiko Cubicle.
We did.
Chad played it. I watched. And it's amazing.
It's a joyous game.
I'm not sure. But anyway, those are all on YouTube. Find the Geek Cave podcast. You'll know it when you see it because it's the real one.
just look for our smiling animated faces.
Yeah, but find us and then go ahead and find the Gamecast, like and subscribe it. Anyway, moving on. The review this month is another game that was on the Gamecast. That is Arms.
Arms.
And it's not about...
attached to your shoulders and your hands?
It's not about those big, wacky, inflatable tube men that you see at car dealerships. It's actually a boxing game.
Really?
Kinda. It's fun. It's... how do I explain this?
I don't know.
Combine Punch-Out with mini games that include volleyball and basketball.
And yes, because when I think boxing, I think volleyball and basketball.
I know, but stay with me. It's actually surprisingly fun. You've got a roster of like 9 or 10 characters. It uses this rock, paper, scissors type formula where punches, counter, throws... but guards counter punches, but throws counter guards. It's kind of like, it's hard to explain. Just watch the video. It is really good. I do recommend it, especially if you're looking for something different. You don't need to use the motion controls that they show in the commercial. You can just use a pro controller or whatever.
Oh, my favorite kind.
Yeah. And, you know, then they have mini games that include shoot it. See, the way the mechanics work is when you throw a punch, you can tilt your controller or tilt the control stick, and the punch will arc because they're attached to giant springs. So they've got a shooting gallery one minigame. They've got a basketball one where there's this giant basketball hoop, and your objective is to knock your opponent into the hoop. there's a volleyball one where it's a giant volleyball, and your opponent's on the other side, and you're literally playing volleyball by punching it. It's pretty ridiculous, but I love it. I have to say, I didn't expect to like this game as much as I did. Thank you, Nintendo, for sending us the review copy. It's really, really fun. So,
I just want like a rock, paper, scissors game for the Switch. Yeah.
No one else played, so scissors does nothing. That's all I've got. We'll take our leave of you for now, but please download the movie and comic book podcasts if you haven't already, and of course deepcavepodcast.com, as well as iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and we'll have the movie segment. Be sure to download that one. Deep Cave Podcast brought to you by BuzzTime, GameStop, and Shirtosaurus.